And we're back, everybody. Thank you once again for tuning in. This is Inverse. This is Villain Van Michaels, okay? Actually, you're listening to Inverse Chronicles of the Grey Witch. Now, actually, to give you an update, if the first time you actually heard this podcast, I should go back and listen to the other videos, because you're definitely not going to want to miss out. Now, this is actually just a part of exactly what I do. I'm actually on top of a clothing line, actually Inverse Villains, metal alternative clothing line, actually designed by yours truly, Inverse Villain Van Michaels. Now, so I'm giving you the background exactly because I went through a huge transformation and pretty much what I do. The transformation was actually mentally, physically, spiritually, and we're definitely always working on the financial part. That stuff never changes. I don't know how many people nowadays who are not on a budget. So I like to spend most of my time outdoors. So you're gonna hear some background noise today. It is what it is, you know, this is how we do it. Right now, I just got done with my parkour exercise. Just to let you know, I'm on my 30-day challenge. This is day 7. If you wanna know more about that, go check out, Inverse Villain Van Michaels on YouTube channel. Okay, actually you can see what I look like there, and go from there. Actually look at the last video I just published today. I actually called to action, the Curb Show. Actually the Curb Show, Call to Action, Parkour 6. Yes, I do like to do parkour. I'm not an expert, I'm more of a beginner / intermediate, but I'm looking to take us to new heights on this. And looking for five members, out here in Sin City. So if you're listening to this podcast, go out there, go on to my blog, which is Inverse, N-V-E-R-S-C, okay, Villains, V-I-L-L-A-I-N-Z, .blogspot.com. Okay, that way, go ahead and hit me up on the Predator trailer. Let me know that you're in Sin City and that you're looking to train. Whether you're a beginner, intermediate, expert, we're down. I'm just looking for individuals who will show up, want to wear the apparel, and help me come up with some new ideas and how we can create it to make it better and make it for my parkour people. I have a lot of people who like parkour out here in Sin City. I've been all over to every park and actually haven't seen too many people really doing it. So I'm looking to put together a team. This team will be chosen by me, and the team gets free apparel, and I got cameras, I got a drone, and I think it'll be a lot of fun. We train together, we work hard together, we play together, and it'll just be a blast. I'd like you to be 21 and older, I myself am a little bit older, but at the same time, 21 and up, all welcome. Okay, so be a part of that, check that out. Now, basically, to get back into the meat of the story, though, too, is, so, like I said, me coming, from a mixed group, and actually, I was the one that made the group mixed between me and my mom, made our way, after the music tanked. She heard the other episodes, had to get away from it all, in California, most of the time. Lived in every part of California, it feels like, from north to the south. California's fantastic. It's just not too hip on the laws sometimes. A lot of things change, especially when you grew up and things are a lot more free. Remember the day actually I used to go to the park, and remember we used to go every weekend, never fails. 5 a.m. we spend Friday getting all our stuff together, spending all day shopping, barbecuing, having a good old time. We wake up real early in the morning, after everything to carry and haul out all this stuff. It seemed like an endless thing that we did. And we had fun. We hit the lake, people would be fishing, throw frisbees, darts, fly kites, just real outdoor fun. And that's how I grew up. We did camping trips. I had a good childhood, no complaints there. Most of it comes down, though, too, for me, was I grew up in a very spiritual family. So, Catholic, Christian, is where it was. I was constantly into it, constantly devoted, I got to the point where in my life, it started being to the point where as you get older, by the age of 13, as you heard in my other podcast, is actually, that's when you're spiritually, responsible for yourself. Your parents no longer actually have that hold on you, So I still stuck with it. I stuck with it all the way until the age of about 18. you know. And when I started hitting 18, you know, teenage years are usually very difficult years to deal with. And when you're dealing with those type of years, it's like, you know, you're not too old to do this, but you're not too old. I mean, you're too young to do that. It's a very confusing time, you know. I remember I had to sign up for the draft. We all got to do that, you know, government thing, you know, that we all have to do. And how much I'm saying is I'm not against society and I'm not against Christians, but, you know, it's just like the Buddhist thing, you know. It's just like there's so many different forms of Buddhism out there that, you know, I think there's about 180,000 sutras from what I understand. You know, and with me, you're talking to a person who actually can talk about this stuff, because I understand and studied multiple religions, tracked them back to the origins. I know, you know, what the true Bible actually says, you know. And I got to tell you, when you actually know what the true Bible says, you know, then it's easier to know and get the message of Christ himself. Actually, I myself, you know, love Christ. You know, and I know a lot of you like, well, how's that? If you're a Buddhist, you're a witch, or all this other stuff. You got to understand, you have to honor the path in which you came. So, you know, like I said, I started off in the Christianity path, did it for years until I got on my own. Kept praying, thought I was cursing myself, you know, and literally that's what it felt like. It's like, how can you actually go to a church, you know, and especially as I started getting older, the churches started mixing. It went from black churches to, you know, just white churches. And then, you know, this whole new thing started coming out. And I think they started going New Age or something. And then next thing you know, you got Asians, you got this, you got that. And it just started spreading, you know. And that's a beautiful thing to see, you know, different cultures in that same form of religion. But also keep this in mind, though, too, is that the reason why I chose Buddhism is because of one thing. Actually, its sutras actually said, out here to free you, okay? And actually, if you look at the word religion, it's actually, if you look back in those times, the farther you go back, the more truth you actually get. Try looking up a dictionary. Find the oldest dictionary you possibly can and cross-reference it, basically, with the new ones. And I tell you, the same words have totally different meanings. It's just like everything is 180 flip-flopped, you know? People are so controlled nowadays, it's ridiculous. So when I sit there and say that I went on this journey, on this path on my own, they say when you actually climb the mountain, this is basically one of the loneliest paths you will ever take, and that is no lie, okay? When I actually went on, I'm going to tell you what discipleshipping is. That's what I started off in Christianity, idol worshiping, things like that. Then you work into Pratyeka Buddhism, which is actually witchcraft, you know, studying the practice alone. You don't do anything unless if it actually benefits you, you know, charge people for this. I almost became like a spiritual hitman, pretty much, you know, for doing work, you know. And I did it for years and I became very good at it, you know. And now it's just like, now it's all about peace, you know, maturing beings, you know, advancing yourself mentally, physically, and spiritually. You know, as you will see, the reason why I bring up the parkour thing is with my clothing line, it's taken me years to design. It took my whole life, my blood, sweat, and tears, in order to put into this thing. So I'm sharing it all with you because, you know what? I want people to know that regardless of what path you're on, you have an individual out there who actually knows and understands what you've gone through. When your parents reject you, abandon you, I know what you go through. You know, I'm a guy that actually listens to metal alternative music. You know how many people said they grew out of that? How do you grow out of something that basically you grew up with? It just lets you know that you weren't even dedicated in the first place. You know, you were just experimenting. You know, it was just a phase. Well, you know, I deal with phases though too. You know, but my phases always have a tendency to be like patches, like in the army. You know, you get a patch because you earned it. You know, you don't get rid of that patch just because, oh, well, I'm done with it. It's basically a stripes, honor, just like tattoos. I got tattoos, you know. Everything, so many people are worried about being morally correct. And to me, that's just coarse and informed. Actually, I believe about true freedom. You know, that's the reason why I do parkour, you know. Like I said, you're going to see me on the parkour videos. You're going to see this team that I'm going to put together. And, you know, a lot of people think I couldn't do it. And that's okay. Because the non-believers always make you stronger. You know, actually, if you have a goal that you are set out to do, then you're listening to this podcast. I want you to stick with it. I want you to go ahead and let your non-believers basically feel your fire. Because anger gets shit done. Okay. Anger gets shit done. I'm not saying to go out there and be violent. I'm not promoting violence. Basically, what I'm promoting is basically anger turned into ambition. That's what it's all about. I studied vigorously, constantly, from the time I was in the Bible to the time I was in witchcraft to the time even now. I studied more than probably most people in college. And I kid you not. And I'm no longer in college. All right. Actually, I have a family. You know, more so being a single dad now, I have four kids. I had five. Okay. But actually, all my four are taken care of. At the same time, though, too, is I make sure that I run my business. And at the same time, though, too, everyday spirituality and I fit and out, shooting in and fitting parkour. So, you know, when it comes down to the quickest way to get through something is to pretty much go ahead and finish it. Okay, so don't start nothing. Don't commit to nothing unless if you finish it. So this parkour challenge, definitely been a challenge. 30 days of parkour all the way in a row, regardless of how you feel. You know, that takes dedication. You know, at the same time, so too, it's a challenge. I like challenges. Okay. And when I was saying now, I'm pretty much, you know, we're going to go back and forth. By the time you get done with this story, you're going to understand exactly what type of determination it actually takes. I don't care if you're running a business. I don't care if you're studying spirituality. I don't care if you're sharing it with people. People are always going to act negative towards something new. Okay. Until they embrace it. Okay, and that's okay. That's just basically the natural order of things. Okay, so it's basically inverse villains. I want to show you the reason why I say villains is I'm not looking to be the bad guy out there. I'm actually the bad guy because I actually like knowledge. Actually, a lot of people turn their heads away from knowledge. A lot of people actually turn around and reject knowledge. A lot of them are still asleep. They like the TV. They like exactly, you know, as long as the lights cut on, you know, they can go in the fridge and get something to eat, play video games and watch it, you know, or watch the game or, you know, go to their favorite party or meet up with their girls or their boys. It's business as usual. As long as the money stays flowing. That's the control I'm talking about. You know, we all need it. And I know we all got to make a living. But at the same sense, though, too, it's like, you know what? You're limiting yourself. You know, this is to basically free yourself, you know. I don't think anybody would want to hear me sit on a podium, you know, in a building and talk this all the time. And if you do, then that's cool too. Then you're in the right place. But you know what? The inverse, like I said, we use the power of the internet. You know, me being a tech savvy person, I like to go ahead and try to reach a broader audience, you know. Actually, we're out here in Sin City, you know. And we're going to be doing a lot of things in Sin City. I love this town. I love Nevada. This is my home. I've been here 19 years, you know. I haven't really traveled too much. Been to Seattle, you know, been to Detroit, you know, went to Canada once. But I'm looking to go quite a few places, you know. So as our slogan goes with inverse, roaming where angels fear this trend is actually what I'm licensed for. It's what we're licensed for. Okay, we cater to the opposite of what society actually believes are pretty much good people, you know. Misfits, trike riders, people who ride sport bikes, anybody lives dangerously, anybody thinks for themselves, anybody who reads. If you haven't noticed, books are actually starting to become a thing of the past, starting to become relics. You can't find them as much. And actually, all the bookstores I used to go to, gone. That was a prediction that I knew about, man, let me tell you. That was about 10 years ago. My high priestess sat there and told me, she goes, all the bookstores are disappearing. She goes, you better get your books right now. And I couldn't believe it. You know, and 5 years later, they started dwindling. Now all you got is Barnes and Nobles. You know, that's by design. You know, there's a lot of information that I do know. So being a villain, basically, I feel like a villain because of one thing. There's a lot of things that I do know that I would wish I didn't know. Ignorance is definitely bliss. So, you know, if the things that I'm telling you bothers you and it's scaring you, you know, and you're feeling frightened, then you might as well go ahead and rejoice, because that means that you're hearing some information that you actually haven't heard before, you know. And they always sit there and say, you know, from my studies, I studied from sun up to sundown, you know. I did not stop until, you know, I was overwhelmed, information overload, you know. But let me tell you something. I did this for an entire 10 years, right? By the time I got to the 11th year, you know, I was pretty much having it down, And Pratyeka Buddhism, witchcraft, is not something that's easy, you know. That thing will crush you, you know, take your whole soul if you let it, you know. Either you control it or it controls you, you know. So it's one of those things that you have to basically understand is that, you know, you're challenging yourself, you know. What I'm telling you to do is that if you're already into it, then you already know. You know, I'm not telling you anything new. You know, at the same sense, if that's something, I'm not telling that you should get, because not everybody can walk that path, you know. But what I am showing you is that we're in a different time era now. You know, those days of Pratyeka Buddhism are coming to a point where everybody's evolving into the conscious level. It's going much higher, you know. That's the reason why I became a Buddhist. You know, it's all about peace. It's all about the collective. It's all about, you know, becoming a unit. Well, I think we're in a network age, you know. If you haven't noticed, the Baphomet actually went up as a statue, you know. If I was still in Pratyeka Buddhism, you know, witchcraft, so to speak, I would probably be jumping in my seats, you know, and dancing in the streets. But at the same time, though, too, the group of people who actually run this thing actually took that energy and actually turned it into something really grotesque, you know, something that is very powerful, very ancient. And actually, they took it and they basically mutilated it. So, you know, I'm just letting you know, a lot of people, when you see my YouTube channel, things like that, you know, I think it's funny how you post a video and then YouTube has a way of putting up just the darker things, you know. So I look like an evil guy, but the funny thing of it is that I'm really not, you know. And I've been through a lot of shit, I've seen a lot of shit, and I've done a lot of shit. I've helped a lot of people, you know, in weird ways, you know, which I'll be sharing with you in this podcast. So, you know, I'm just gearing you up more towards it. So if you haven't listened to these all the way through, start from the very beginning and go and work your way up. That's how I'm doing. I'm trying to keep this content going to where actually it's going to be something that's going to be entertaining for you to listen to. Actually, you want to know what real witchcraft is, you know, and exactly how it worked. This is the channel. You want to know exactly how Buddhism works and how that really goes down? This is the channel. You want to know my experiences with Christianity and basically how to get through it? This is the channel. This is the podcast basically for you. So I say welcome, you know, because take out your pen and piece of paper. And here's the whole idea, you know, don't take my word from it. I'm going to be quoting some people from who I studied from. Okay. Actually, I always like to dedicate this podcast though to Sherry Winnings. Actually, with the same sense, she was my mentor. You know, actually, from when I moved from Lake Tahoe, as you heard in the last episode, I wanted to find a mentor when I was out there. And guess what? Couldn't find one, because unfortunately they had a problem with color up there sometimes, you know. At least certain people. A lot of people I met up there were pretty much open. But it's on the spiritual side, there was this witch up there who was an older woman who actually knew my godmother, who was actually mixed. But at the same time, though, too, when she found out, I think, what I was all about, and I was a newbie, she turned me away completely. You know, I was practicing on my own. I was doing quite a few things on my own, and I still was trying to run my family. That town turned me inside out as far as, you know, trying to get to know people, because it was just so limited, you know, as far as, you know, the people that you run into. And I hate to say it, because, you know, growing up in a mixed family, I was grown, you know, and raised to be non-biased. So when I got there in the real world and started figuring out racism still is there, all this other crap is still is there, hatred is still there, it was a really hard transition. So, you know, I went from going to churches and seeing everybody else get blessed and my ass getting cursed. And actually, there's something that's a science, though, too. And I will be filling you in on this, though, too, as well. So, you know, funny part of it is actually, we had a good job. I was up there in Lake Tahoe. You know, I was up there. I had my family. I was with my girl. I had my son, my very first son. And basically, what happened was, had a rough experience, you know. The experience I had, you know, was pretty much, I was a loyal guy. So, when I was sitting there and tell you that, I was like, you know, I got cheated on for the first time and, you know, turned around, that didn't work out too hot. I was very bitter. I was very salty. I was just new to the craft. I was trying to put my books together. I thought I knew some shit, but it was just like, you know, just starts off with a little tiny spark, you know. My first spell basically backfired on me when I was actually doing that. And that was a scary thing because at that, a lot of people would have ran away. In fact, I couldn't tell you how many people who I talked to that, you know, when that type of situation happened, they just close up their books. You know, turn around, burn them, whatever, and jump right back into Christianity. I'm talking about the Lord saved me. You know, well, here's the idea. You know, even as villains, you know, and I say like this, you're here to save yourself. Ain't nobody, you born alone, you die alone. You know, and that's just the harsh reality about it. You know, and if you're still listening to this podcast, you know, a lot of people don't like the truth because the truth is actually stranger than fiction, which we all know. You know, I've learned a lot from a lot of people lecturing, you know, and if you're a true seeker, you want to find the truth, you know, then like they sit there and they say, you go ahead, you stay locking on that door long enough, sooner or later something is going to answer, you know. And I've seen quite a few things. I knocked on quite a few doors and I had gotten a few answers. But you know what? Everything happens for a reason. Not everybody can walk the path that you're actually doing. So, you know what? Have pride in what you're doing. We're all individuals. We are so individualized. It's crazy. You know, that's the reason why I say everybody is unique. You know, everybody is pretty much their own star. But at the same sense, and even though we have a lot of similarities, we still all have quite a few complexities. That's what makes us unique. Our minds are so complex, you know, that it is just like, you can never fathom what another person's going to say or what another person's going to do. And that's because of free will, you know. I can sit there and tell you, you know, I can tell you things on how we were created, actually where we came from, you know, how the origins work geographically and everything else because of basically my studies, you know. But it's one of those things, even if I told you, I'd say still, you know, don't take my word for it. Go ahead and search it for yourself, you know. Research it yourself. In fact, I was taught that basically from my mentor is that when you basically study something, you take a topic and then you find several different authors who talk about the same topic. And now when you study that topic in different or 5 or 6 or 7 or 10 different perspectives, now you know some shit, you know. But you don't ever supposed to stop. A lot of people get comfortable in just Christianity and stop. Actually, a lot of people get comfortable in Wicca and just stop. A lot of people just get comfortable, you know, in Buddhism and just stop. Let me tell you something. Buddhism is the highest you can go. The highest you can go. I don't care what anybody says. Because it is the oldest of the old. You know, and let me tell you something. They got us over here fighting about religion. You know, and the funny thing of it is you know, the elite sit there and they say, you know what, we're going to go ahead and let them fight over religion and we're going to study all of their shit. And they do. And they use it against you on a daily basis. Okay? So just remember, as long as the lights get cut on, you can go to work and hang out with your girlfriends or your boyfriends or whatever it is that you do, you know, and you get paid, then life is good. Okay? That's the illusion. You know, like they say, Michael Talbert's holographic universe. Look it up if you can find it. You know, it talks about how this is a whole hologram. You know, how you living in a big old giant illusion. You know, Sutra says the same thing. So, you know, I'm speaking from experience. You know, this is what this is. This is a story with some facts and a lot of truth. Remember, truth is stranger than fiction. So, I'm going to leave you on that note until next time, all right? This is Inverse, Villain Van Michaels, Chronicles of the Grey Witch, all right? Episode 9. Later. Villain out.